this year. I know it's gonna happen and I feel it, so it's gonna happen this year. I know I've got things in play. I made a resolution that I'm gonna stick to it. Gonna make some shit happen, gonna get out of my room. Gonna get out of Burbank, California. Would it be so crazy if things worked out in my favor this year? Sooner or later it'll happen for me. Sooner or later it'll happen for me. Sooner or later. Of things to do, I'm gonna do it this year. If it takes all 365 days to get it done, oh yeah. Would it be so crazy if things worked out in my favor this year?
Sooner or later it'll happen for me. Sooner or later it'll happen for me. Sooner or later.
KCSN. We just heard a song from Los Angeles band Smoky Nights. The song was called Sooner or Later, and Smoky Nights, they're in the studio with us right now.
How are things?
Pretty great.
What's happening?
Not much. Thanks for taking the time. Could y'all introduce yourselves maybe for the people who might not be familiar with this project thus far?
What's happening? I'm Adam.
I'm Seth.
Jesse.
I'm Andy.
So Los Angeles is home for you guys, right?
It is now.
Cool. Can you take us back to the inception of the band? Because we realize there's a lot of people who don't know a whole lot about you. And I guess that's why we're here. We want to know everything. How did this project more or less start?
Sure. We've been knocking around Hollywood for, I guess, damn near a decade.
Mm-hmm. Almost.
Yeah, we all played in different bands coming up, in different bands even 8, 6, 7 years ago. And then this band formed about 4 years ago. Jesse came into it. We all were in the same circuit, knew each other, and finally all the pieces came together, and we've been running with this one since.
Right, and just gigging around town and trying to put out records and maintain a social media presence. And
all the above.
Yeah, name of the game.
You know?
The classics.
All those things that an independent band has to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of social media, you're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever is has surpassed Snapchat. I don't even know, but where could people find you if they just search for Smoky Nights? That'll probably...
SmokyNights.com.
Yeah.
We spell it a little funky. It's S-M-O-K-Y.
Okay, no E.
K-N-I-G-H-T.
Like the great
no
Smoky
e
Mountains
and
in
with
Tennessee.
A K.
No E. I've seen people spell the word whiskey with an E or without an E. I guess you could do that with Smoky as well.
Right.
And again, it's Nights with a K.
Correct.
Yes.
Cool. Well, I had the opportunity to delve into a few of your new songs. How many releases from Smoky Nights can the general public get their hands on these days?
This is our third EP,
mm-hmm.
And it's got four cool tracks on it.
And has that been released?
May 5th is the release.
Okay, cool.
Sooner or Later.
Sooner or Later, and I guess we just heard the title track
That's
from that record. You know, maybe it's a self-described thing, but it's the beach rock, it's the 70s psychedelic type of vibe. I hear some funk in your music as well. Mm-hmm. It's just a sound that pretty much happens organically when you guys come together to write and collaborate.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd say those are pretty much, you know, comes at it from all angles. Obviously, we have a ton of influences. We always mm-hmm. joke about answering the genre
question.
Yeah. You know, we laugh at it because we have always have a hard time nailing mm-hmm. it down. But yeah, it's a SoCal good time but vibe. It's got the funk. It's got the psychedelia, mm-hmm. beach rock.
It's so funny. You're right. You don't want to pigeonhole somebody into a specific genre, but mm-hmm. you say beach rock, Southern California beach rock, and that could mean so many things.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
Yep.
It's true. It could mean a throwback sound like The Doors or like what Burger Records is putting out relentlessly is
totally,
kind of a
totally.
SoCal beach vibe type of sound.
Yeah,
as
they're
well.
Leaning into that, you know, trying hard.
Again, Smoky Nights in studio right here on listener supported 88.5 KCSN. You guys are musicians from in town and you know about us. So mm-hmm. thank you so much for paying attention to what we do.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you.
Every day. Next time, we'd love to have you come in for a performance.
Ooh.
Right?
We'd love to do it.
Bring the gear.
Right? Absolutely. Bring all the gear. We could accommodate all the gear, which is really nice. Something that I did want to touch on is this record label that you've kind of aligned yourselves with. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I have to talk about that.
Of course. Yeah, we've been for the last 6 months or so working with CSUN's 505 student-run record label. So we won a competition back in November. And
like a battle of the bands,
a battle
type
of the
situation,
bands.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we got signed for a semester.
Yeah,
it's been pretty awesome. Yeah,
it's been real awesome.
Like this record is a product of that collaboration, and they hooked us up with some merch dollars and social media help. It's been pretty mm-hmm. fantastic.
Yeah. We consider this our college phase as a band.
Yeah,
yep. Right.
We're mm-hmm. back in it.
That's amazing. So yeah, you've aligned yourself with some people who have been trying to get into the record business and who's, I guess, in the record business. I think that's a very cool thing, at least for a semester.
Completely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and a huge just gift from the universe, pretty much. I mean, we were out in Malibu trying to figure out what to do next, like how to make the pieces fit. And we actually, as silly as it sounds, we saw a shooting star and we were like, all right, we need $10,000, you know?
Right.
And essentially we got a gift close to that, if not more,
yeah.
from
CSUN
make the record happen.
That's amazing. What else was I going to ask you? Oh, yeah, you've played shows around town. Speaking of gigging, Hotel Cafe, which is a really cool stage, mm-hmm. and we feel like their mission is just like the mission of the radio station. They've really tapped into the singer-songwriter community, and you know, they really care about the music. You played the Viper Room, Resident. You played Pappy and Harriet's, it appears.
Yeah.
And there's another gig coming up there in Pioneer Town pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
This
we've been
Friday,
playing there a lot.
Have you been?
Yeah.
For the people who don't know that venue, how do you explain Pappy and Harriet's? Because it's an awesome place.
It's the Wild Wild West. Yeah, it's kind of just an oasis. Like, you're in the middle of nowhere, and then there's an awesome bar restaurant with like usually about 300 people in there.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a saloon vibe and also just the best sound, I think, in Southern California. It's
for
like
sure,
such a cool sounding room.
Yeah.
So, no kidding.
Yeah.
The sound is good.
Sounds so good. Yeah.
That's the place where Paul McCartney performed for like it seemed like a handful of people around the old cello.
Yes. In between his
festival.
Old cello sets.
Yeah. Pappy and Harriet. So you guys got a gig coming up there. Again, Smoky Nights online. All the upcoming gigs will be posted or have been posted. And you guys agreed to play a Westfield Topanga event for us.
Yeah,
Which is
June
very
18th,
cool. Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it'll be in June, sometime this summer.
Yeah,
we feel like that's a good opportunity to tap into some of those local bands and give people free music each and every Sunday.
Amazing.
Which is again free at noon at the Village at Westfield Topanga every Sunday, like clockwork. It's been a hell of a time trying to book that every Sunday. So if you want to play multiple times,
we're
We're in town. Let's do it.
That would be amazing. So there's a bunch of music floating around online. Smoky Nights is on Spotify because you have to do that. What else can we touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with what's going on here?
We're playing all up and down the West Coast, so I feel like if you're ever in Seattle, Portland, Carmel, Bakersfield, San Francisco, et cetera, et cetera, yeah. You can keep your eyes peeled.
What's going on in Bakersfield?
Dude, we were really blown away by Bakersfield.
We had a great time in Bakersfield.
Yeah, yeah. We played Sandrini's with a band called Crime Bison, and the whole thing was just a delightful and humbling experience.
Everybody was super nice.
Yeah.
Talented musicians.
Super talented.
Great people.
Great tiki bar.
Great tiki bar. We went to this amazing tiki bar and met some incredible locals. They were just all interesting, cool people, and the tiki drinks were fantastic.
That's
the new Silver Lake.
Do they pay you in drinks, or do they give you some money after those gigs? You don't have to answer.
We try to arrange a little of both if possible. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they provided their own electronic drum kit, which I played for the first time live.
Really? How was that? How does that translate there?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Is that something that you might want to invest in the future?
No.
It was cool.
Some songs were cool. You know, if you want some 80s sounds and some roto toms and stuff like that. And if you don't want to feel anything, you know, playing. There's a natural wind from the acoustic, you know, and I rely on like volume hitting the walls and coming back to me instead of all just pumping out of a... It was great. I loved it.
The man is a physicist with this stuff.
All right, again, Smoky Nights in studio here on 88.5 KCSN, listener-supported radio. If you're not a member of the station, please support us in our mission of supporting the artists by signing up to be a member online. I guess last question, rather than asking you who your influences are, I'm going to basically do that in a roundabout way. this question is for each and every one of you. It's the Desert Island Disc type of question. What's that one record that you'll always want the physical copy of, you'll never lend to a friend or sell it to Music Trader for pennies on the dollar? What's one of those records for you guys?
Great question.
Abbey Road, probably.
Abbey Road, that's a good
one. Abbey Road already took it. One.
There's probably a few. I'm going to say Vicetimist. By Grizzly Bear. Yeah. I should probably know how to pronounce
Vicetimist.
It.
But, can't Vicetimist.
Yeah. That one Vicetimist. Grizzly Bear record.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what about you guys?
I would have to say Graceland by Paul Simon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And?
I might say that, I can't even think of it, but the Brazil 66 record with It's All Green. Where
Brazil 66.
Sergio Mendes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's hard to be. Yeah. That's just like
change
the best.
My answer. Especially
amazing. A lot of people who aren't familiar with that, I feel like they're probably Googling that right now.
Yes.
For the Eagle. Yes.
Más que nada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man.
Well, so you guys are real personable and good talkers. I appreciate that very much because you never know what you're going to get with artists. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth and it's really bad, but you guys are personable.
I can understand
and,
that.
We appreciate that so very much. So we decided to play another track from you guys. We decided on Box of Chocolates from Smoky Nights. Before we do that, is there a storyteller's type of moment you could give with this, or should we just play it on the air?
What do you think?
Well,
baby?
I mean, that song, I don't know, it was funny. I like wrote all the music at first, and then Adam came home from work and he saw it. It was like a minute and a half done, and he first take did the vocals and the melody for it. And all right, we had a song. And
they
when we were pitching the songs for the CSUN students, we pitched like 25, and out of four, they picked that one. So we're like, okay,
I guess.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's kind of like Michael McDonald influenced in a way, I must say.
Michael, you guys are throwbacks in a way, and I think that is very cool. Smoky Nights, thanks for being here. Next time, hopefully a performance in our studio in the other room.
Awesome.
Again, this is Box of Chocolates. It is new music from Smoky Nights, band out of Los Angeles that we support. We are 88.5 KCSN.
Good afternoon. tea or some coffee I made for, just to give you options. But you drive me crazy, my world is spinning. My world is